This is a sample written and oral examination created by VAIT to assist with VCE English as an additional language. Section A, Listening to Texts. Turn to Section A. You will hear two texts. Each text will be played twice. There will be a short break between the first and second playings of each text. You may make notes at any time. Listen carefully to each text and then answer the questions. Text 1. Listen to the background information for Text 1. 50 years after she left school, a woman talks about her Year 12 studies and her first job. You will now hear Text 1 for the first time.
Now, our Life in 500 Words series is underway, and so far we've heard from you, stories from you about things like whirlwind romances, deeply sad losses and other life-changing moments. This time, the Life in 500 Words comes from Terry Furman, and the turning point for her was at her final year of school and trying to get the marks she needed for university.
In my last 2 years of high school, one of my subjects was geography. I can't remember why I chose it. Probably the absence of alternatives. It never grabbed me, but I passed all the internal school exams, and in the last one, I scored close to 70%. A couple of months later, I took the final external exam and failed. I was amazed and devastated. There'd been no sign this was coming. I was completely blindsided. And my mum too. She'd seen how hard I'd studied and really felt for me. She paid for a reassessment of my paper. Still a fail. But I had another chance to do a post-exam in 6 weeks' time. To prepare for that, Mum hired a tutor. When I wasn't in a tutoring session, I paced endlessly up and down the backyard studying my geography notes. Back then, the rules required 5 subjects to get into university. I had 5, but one of them was shorthand, which didn't count. It was useless for my purposes. Geography was the crucial missing 5th subject. After all the tutoring and extra study, I took the post-exam with confidence. I failed. Again. How could this happen? I was completely mystified. What next? I wasn't prepared to give up my plan to become a teacher. The rules then permitted the required 5 subjects to be done over 2 years. So I enrolled in an evening class and chose ancient history. I certainly couldn't face any more geography. But I couldn't spend a year just studying a single subject. I needed a job. I applied successfully to join the typing pool of a prestigious university. Within weeks, I was promoted to the Vice Chancellor's office as his 3rd staff member. It was an ideal place to work. The VC, his assistant, and his secretary couldn't have been more welcoming to an 18-year-old. I did all sorts of things, from filing to taking dictated letters from the VC and his assistant. That useless shorthand had certainly come in handy. I kept minutes of meetings where I met senior university staff. At the end of the year, I passed the ancient history exam and resigned to study teaching. The VC was very supportive. I was so touched when he and his assistant, both unasked, wrote lovely letters of reference. Those experiences in the VC's office transformed me. When I'd started, I wasn't an especially confident person. By the time I left, that had changed. This gentle beginning laid the foundation for a quiet, ongoing self-belief. 5 decades on, I still don't know why I failed geography. What I do know is that I'm just so glad I did.
You will now hear text 1 for the second time.
Now, our Life in 500 Words series is underway, and so far we've heard from you, stories from you about things like whirlwind romances, deeply sad losses and other life-changing moments. This time, the Life in 500 Words comes from Terry Furman, and the turning point for her was at her final year of school and trying to get the marks she needed for university.
In my last 2 years of high school, one of my subjects was geography. I can't remember why I chose it. Probably the absence of alternatives. It never grabbed me. But I passed all the internal school exams, and in the last one, I scored close to 70%. A couple of months later, I took the final external exam and failed. I was amazed and devastated. There'd been no sign this was coming. I was completely blindsided, and my mum too. She'd seen how hard I'd studied and really felt for me. She paid for a reassessment of my paper. Still a fail. But I had another chance to do a post-exam in 6 weeks' time. To prepare for that, Mum hired a tutor. When I wasn't in a tutoring session, I paced endlessly up and down the backyard studying my geography notes. Back then, the rules required 5 subjects to get into university. I had 5, but one of them was shorthand, which didn't count. It was useless for my purposes. Geography was the crucial missing 5th subject. After all the tutoring and extra study, I took the post-exam with confidence. I failed. Again. How could this happen? I was completely mystified. What next? I wasn't prepared to give up my plan to become a teacher. The rules then permitted the required 5 subjects to be done over 2 years. So I enrolled in an evening class and chose ancient history. I certainly couldn't face any more geography. But I couldn't spend a year just studying a single subject. I needed a job. I applied successfully to join the typing pool of a prestigious university. Within weeks, I was promoted to the Vice Chancellor's office as his 3rd staff member. It was an ideal place to work. The VC, his assistant, and his secretary couldn't have been more welcoming to an 18-year-old. I did all sorts of things, from filing to taking dictated letters from the VC and his assistant. That useless shorthand had certainly come in handy. I kept minutes of meetings where I met senior university staff. At the end of the year, I passed the ancient history exam and resigned to study teaching. The VC was very supportive. I was so touched when he and his assistant, both unasked, wrote lovely letters of reference. Those experiences in the VC's office transformed me. When I'd started, I wasn't an especially confident person. By the time I left, that had changed. This gentle beginning laid the foundation for a quiet, ongoing self-belief. 5 decades on, I still don't know why I failed geography. What I do know is that I'm just so glad I did.
You now have approximately 6 minutes to answer the questions on text 1.